Hello again, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan. I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today, we're going to do an episode that we're really super excited about. we're really excited about this one. We actually spent a little bit of time over the recent weekend watching some fun movies, and so it kind of spurred us to do sports movie trivia, and we're really excited about this one because we're a big sports movie family. We've seen a lot of good ones, haven't we?
Yeah.
If you're just joining us for the first time, or if you're coming back for episode number 81, if you've been here 81 times, welcome back. And if you're new to us, hey, welcome in. We love to have you here. We want to tell you a little bit about how this trivia works. We're going to give you three rounds of five questions each, and each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little bit more difficult. So this first round are the easiest questions we have to offer on sports movie trivia. We call this round...
The Trivia Tots.
Here we go. Question number one. In The Sandlot, what does Scotty Smalls lose over the fence, causing the gang to face off with the Beast?
A baby Ruth. Well, in the movie he says it. Baby Ruth? The signed baseball, Babe Ruth.
A baseball signed by Babe Ruth is correct. Yeah, it was signed by, I don't know, some lady. Baby Ruthie? Babe Ruth!
Salt in the SWAT.
The King of Crash.
The King of Crash. Shut up, Tommy.
The Colossus of Clout. That's the same guy. All right, we have to move on. We could quote that movie all day. Question number two. In the movie Space Jam, who teams up with Bugs Bunny and the Looney Tunes to save the day?
MJ Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is correct. That is one of the mom's favorite movies. She really enjoyed Michael Jordan with Bugs Bunny. Those were like her two favorite people growing up. But yeah, you watched the regular Space Jam, didn't you?
A while ago.
So if you had to rate old Space Jam versus new Space Jam, which one's better?
Oh, new Space Jam.
The new
one?
All
the way.
And I got to go with the old one. I do.
Of course you do.
Question three. What sport is played in the movie... The Mighty Ducks.
Hockey.
Hockey is correct.
Or hockey.
Hockey. Hockey. Yes. Mighty Ducks, one of my favorite sports movies of all time. Lots of very memorable moments in those movies.
And I didn't really like it. I don't know why.
Yeah, sometimes you make questionable decisions, so.
We all do, Father. We all do. You saying on the podcast with 11,000 viewers saying you don't like s'mores.
All that to say I don't like s'mores.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. I don't. I don't like the taste of s'mores.
Well, then you should try a s'mores ice cream cone.
I mean, maybe. I guess I'll have to try that.
You put like marshmallows in it, chocolate, of course. You can put like caramel in it, M&Ms, Rolos, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wrap it in tin foil and put it in like a fire pit. And then you take it out after like, 40, maybe a minute. And then just wait for it to cool down, unless you have robot hands, and just open it.
Okay.
And bam, you have the greatest version of a s'more of all time.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to try it. I don't know. Question number four. What kind of animal is Air Bud, who's famous for being amazing at sports?
A dog?
OK, Can you be more specific?
A golden retriever.
There you go. Golden retriever is correct.
Golly, why do you gotta be so specific?
Yes, Air Bud played basketball and...
Spooky Buds.
I think, did he play football too? I think, I don't know. Have you even seen any Air Bud movies?
I don't know.
I think I've seen one.
And then they added the group of dogs, which is then turning into like Snow Buds and
Spooky
Buds.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to any of those things because I don't think I've watched any of them. Question.
They're not good. The Buds movies are not good.
No, I don't think Air Bud was that great either. Question five. The movie Miracle tells the story of which U.S. Olympic team's shocking victory over the Soviet Union in 1980?
The pole vault?
The pole vault is an interesting answer.
100-meter dash.
Okay. That's closer.
Still
nowhere near the correct answer.
The relay team.
We're not even in the correct sport currently. the movie Miracle talks about the U.S. men's Olympic hockey team who had a shocking victory of the Soviet Union in 1980. It was... an amazing victory. They did not expect the U.S. to win that game, and the Soviets were one of the, like, they had like stacked the deck in hockey at that point. And so that's a movie based around that.
It makes sense because they've got the great eight / Alex Ovechkin, who just broke the goal record.
Yep.
Career goal record last season.
Sure.
And they got some other guys too.
And that's going to do it for the trivia tots round. Emmett's doing pretty well, but now we're going to ratchet up the difficulty with the next set of questions. We call this round...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question number six. In what movie does an unlikely horse become a champion and a symbol of hope for Americans during the Great Depression?
Spirit? I have no idea.
Is that the only horse movie you know?
Yes. I don't care about horse movies.
All right. The movie that we're looking for. This is a tough question for the mind mover round. This probably could have been a brain buster. But yeah, the movie we're looking for is Seabiscuit.
What?
Yes. The horse Seabiscuit was one that kind of became a symbol of hope for Americans during the Great Depression.
The only... horses I know are Black Beauty
Spirit. All right. Both which I don't know if Black Beauty was a real horse.
If Spirit wasn't a real horse.
Both fake horses. All right. Question seven. In the movie 42, what sports icon broke baseball's color barriers as the first African American to play professional baseball?
Jackie Robinson
is correct. Now, obviously, that movie was written or was about Jackie Robinson's life. They didn't make up a character to play that role. But yeah, Jackie Robinson, we don't have baseball, we don't have sports, and we really actually don't even have a lot of facets of life without Jackie Robinson's influence during that time. So he was a very, very important figure in the development of our country.
There's also a book about him, right?
Yeah. Oh, there's tons of books. Books and movies.
The best one was Hero Down the Door, right?
I can't say I know that one.
The one, how do you not know about that book?
I didn't read it. It was not a thing when I was growing up.
It's one of my favorite books.
Yeah.
It's
what's it called again?
It's like Hero Something Door. Hero Down the... it's about a kid who just moved to... where did Robinson play?
In Brooklyn?
Yeah. Moved to New York. And like Jackie Robinson lives right next to him.
The book you're talking about is The Hero Two Doors Down.
A Hero Two Doors Down.
Yeah. So you like that book?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. So kids and parents out there, if you're listening and you're looking for a good book on a wonderful person in our American history, that's one to check out. The Hero Two Doors Down. Question number 8. In the movie Cool Runnings, what country's team competes in the Winter Olympics for the first time?
Spain?
Oh, Spain is a great guess. That is incorrect. The answer is actually, so the sport is the bobsled. And if you think about one of the countries that is least likely to have a bobsled team, you would not think Jamaica. But Jamaica had a bobsled team, and that's what that movie is about, is the Jamaican bobsled team.
It also doesn't really make sense for Australia to have a bobsled team.
There's a lot of countries that they don't get a lot of snow at all, or ice, and so they have to practice in different things. But yeah, they make it work. Question number 9. In The Karate Kid, what move does Daniel use to win the final match? Spoiler alert. If you've not seen The Karate Kid and don't want the ending spoiled, don't listen to this answer.
The Tombstone Pile Driver.
The Tombstone Pile Driver is incorrect. I think that would be illegal. The answer we're looking for is the crane kick. The crane kick. He gets up on one leg and then hops to the other one. As he hops, he kicks in the air with the leg. And
isn't that the Kung Fu Panda move?
It's kind of. Wow. I'm sure. Okay. I'm sure it might be. I don't know.
It's like on the cover of the first movie, it's Poe doing that kick. The crane?
I don't. I think you might be thinking of a different Crane. Because the character named Crane in that movie.
I know, but
no, like, I don't know.
But Poe does it.
I can't say that we're talking about the same thing, but I'm not going to take the time to look it up. So we're going to move on. Question 10. In the movie Rocky, what city does Rocky Balboa call home?
Boston, Massachusetts?
Oh, Boston, Massachusetts is kind of in the same vibe, and it's actually not too far away, but it is incorrect. The answer is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's known for running through the streets of Philly. In fact, they actually have a statue of Rocky Balboa in Philadelphia that you can see, and it's him on the top of the steps, like holding his arms up, because in the scene he runs and like there's all these hundreds of people following him as he's running, and he turns into the fan favorite. It's a great movie. If you get a chance to watch the Rocky films, you should do it. It's great.
Rocky IV is the best.
When you're a little older, but yes. Emmett hasn't seen him yet, but he knows that I believe, in my opinion, Rocky IV is the best. But yeah, so when you're old enough, kids, watch those Rocky movies. They're a lot of fun. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett's doing really well. These questions are tough, though. A lot of older movies that the lad hasn't seen yet, but I'm sure some of the older listeners...
Because they don't make sports movies anymore.
They don't make as many of them. No, you're right. They don't make as many of them anymore. Like, now it's just K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah, and the latest, like... Well, I don't know if you should call this a sport, but the latest sports movie I heard about was F1 the movie.
Yeah, the racing movie. Yeah, they just don't make a lot of sports movies anymore. All right, folks, though. This last round, though, we're going to get even harder. These have been tough questions. Now we're going to ratchet up the difficulty even more, if you can believe it. So get your hip waders on, double knot your shoes, pull up those socks. Maybe put on your protective eyewear, your earwear. Protect those ears. Plug them up. Put on a nice warm winter hat. Maybe an eye patch. Just in case. Because Because the questions are about to get real difficult. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
Here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Question 11. In Field of Dreams, what does the voice whisper to Ray Kinsella that inspires him to build a baseball field?
If you build it, they will come.
If you build it, they will come. Is correct. You've never seen that movie, but I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah,
right?
It was in the baseball episode.
We did. Yeah, it was in the baseball episode. You're right. Yep. Good baseball movie. And if you did want to see the Field of Dreams in real life, you can do it. You can go check it out. Question 12. In Major League, what MLB broadcaster plays the hilarious and grumpy announcer, Harry Doyle?
Major League?
Yep.
No, it's the movie.
Yeah, in the movie Major League.
Oh,
let me ask the question again. In the movie Major League, what MLB broadcaster plays the hilarious, grumpy announcer, Harry Doyle?
Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker is correct.
Uke.
He is very near and dear to our hearts. We are big Brewers fans. We just went through a pretty rough loss.
At least we beat the Cubs.
We did beat the Cubs. That is true.
Beat it, Chicago.
Yeah, come on. Don't be so mean to our Chicago listeners. But we are better. And if any of you are in LA and Dodgers fans, we thank you for listening, but we don't like your team either.
No. So you still are players.
All right. We're not making no more enemies. We can't make any more enemies over baseball. But yes, we love Bob Uecker, and we miss him.
I'm sure everyone loves him.
So, kids, Major League is not an appropriate movie to watch right now. But when you get older, it's one to put on your list to watch when you get older. Question 13. In the movie Rudy, what university does Rudy dream of playing football for?
Boston College?
Boston College is another great guess. It's kind of in the same type of college that you would expect, but the answer we're looking for is Notre Dame. Notre Dame. So Rudy, the story of Rudy is Rudy was of a little tiny guy. I mean, he was a football player, so he's built, but he was a littler guy compared to all the other football players. And he did his best to get into Notre Dame. He went to a prep school to get into Notre Dame and joined the practice squad. He made the practice squad as a walk-on, and eventually they played him for a game. And it's kind of a story of hard work and determination. So,
did he play halfback?
No, he played defensive line. Yeah. Yeah, he was a little guy. But if you get a chance to see that movie, again, it's one of those ones for the older kids. But it's a great movie to eventually watch when you get old enough. Question number 14. In The Little Giants, the two rival football teams are coached by brothers. What are the names of those two coaches?
Danny O'Shea and Kevin O'Shea.
Danny and Kevin O'Shea is correct. That was kind of cheating because we just watched this film over the weekend. Did you like it?
It's my new favorite movie now.
It is one of the greatest. If you've got little ones that enjoy football, little people in the car or at home, if you like football movies, if you like sports movies, if you just like laughing, you should watch this movie. It is fantastic. Little Giants, go check it out. A lot of fun. And finally, question number 15. In the movie Angels in the Outfield, what baseball team does young Roger pray will start winning games?
The Los Angeles Angels?
I'm going to give it to you. They are not the Los Angeles Angels. They are the California Angels. But you got the team right. We'll give that to you.
Well, now they're the Los Angeles Angels.
Yes, they are. No.
Los Angeles has two teams.
No. No, now I need to know this. We're going to check this, folks. We're looking. When I'm right, I'm going to laugh. And I'm wrong. It is the Los Angeles Angels. I did not even know that Los Angeles now had the Angels. Wow. Wow. All right. Well, moving right along.
Embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. That is, well, who would do that? You know what? I have a bonus question for you. We put in a 16th question. We've never done this before.
Wow.
A bonus question, because this is one of my favorite sports movies of all time. So here we go. Bonus question. The line, "There's no crying in baseball," is a famous line from what movie?
Rookie of the Year?
Oh, that's a great question. That is a great answer, but not quite. The answer we're looking for is A League of Their Own. Tom Hanks. Famous line. "There's no crying in baseball." This is a great movie. But yes. All right. Just wanted to throw that little bonus one in there. Well, folks, that was a tough round of trivia. Those were some tough, tough questions. I'm guessing that some of the older folks listening in the car at home might have done pretty well on this, because there was a lot of older films in this series, but also a lot of great movies to put on your must-watch list. Some of you when you get a little older, or even some now, but if you haven't heard or thought of watching these movies before, they're a lot of fun. If you enjoyed this episode, you should give us a 5-star rating and maybe even leave us a comment over on whatever app you're listening on. We would love to see those ratings, and those ratings and reviews help us to find other trivia-loving families just like you. You can also send us DMs over at Instagram and on Facebook at DadLadTrivia. Send us any questions you might have. We love hearing from listeners, maybe with some suggestions on what a future episode we could do. We always love and welcome some new ideas that maybe gives us an idea of what our listeners would love to hear. So send us those DMs over on Facebook and on Instagram. And finally, lad, your last chance to...
You rang.
You've been waiting for that, haven't you? You've had that planned.
Yep. Been waiting since question 13.
Do you have any final thoughts on sports movie trivia?
I loved it. It was really good. Yeah. I did well in the Brain Busters.
Yeah, you did pretty well. You did pretty well overall. I mean, there was a lot of questions that were way, way older than you, and you still did pretty well, so good job. And with that, folks, we want to say thank you for tuning in for yet another episode and always coming back. We would not do it without the support of all of our listeners. We hope you have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you later.
Alligators.